Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker, also of The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island, which has been on hiatus, and also of the Game Brain podcast. And joining me is the hilarious and wonderful man who would never jump into shark-infested waters when he's drunk. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben. Yeah, I don't know about that one. I never know what I would
this
do.
This charter is over. This is over. Get out of the ocean, goddammit. Yeah, sorry, everyone. We were going to do a full podcast, but unfortunately, Captain Lee has already shut it down. So thank you for listening today. And
yeah, break.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Guys, if you didn't hear the announcement earlier this week, the crappies are coming. The ballot is open. Go vote for your favorite categories. We had previously been saying that the ceremony is going to happen on January 14th, but we actually pushed it back a week to January 21st just to give it like more time for word to get out and for voting, et cetera, et cetera. We will have a ticket link up as soon as possible. We will tell you all about that. But in the meantime, save the date, the 21st. And go vote. There's lots of fun categories. Below Deck is up for many. Captain Lee himself is up for Bravo Celebrity of the Year or Best Bravo Celebrity. So go check that out. You go to watchacrappens.com and there's a big old chunky link to the ballot. You'll have a blast. Send it to your friends who love Bravo. We've already had in the first 24 hours, we've already had 8,000 votes, which is crazy. It's crazy. It's insane right now. It's insane, all the voting. But we're having a blast with it. That's the answer?
Yes. Yeah, that's it. That's it, everybody. That's it. So here we are after a little break for the Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's holiday. Yep. Here we are back with Below Deck. We missed a really interesting episode last week. Really hard one to miss.
Oh, yeah. That was too bad that we missed that one where James and Elizabeth kissed in a hot tub. And
yeah, everybody made out. I mean, Elizabeth made out, and I think that was it. People cleaned.
The gays and, left. The gays left. I loved those gays. I was like, by the time they left, I was like, these guys are my favorite.
Yeah, I really liked how Rachel said goodbye to the main gay, because she was like, I saw your preference sheet, and I wanted to put your balls in the back of your throat and choke you with a goddamn hose, but you know what? You turned out to be pretty nice. Thanks, gay guy. See ya.
And then he like, wept his way off the boat. He's like, I don't know why I'm getting so emotional about this right now.
Because you could make requests like that and not get hit in the head with a dodgeball at the same time, sir. That's
well,
why.
This is also the first episode. That was the first episode where we saw the crew finally get like drunk. And by drunk, mainly it was Rachel who just was like the most annoying drunk of all time. Just like yelling at everyone at their table and going to other tables and just like interrupting other people's dinners, etc. It was hilarious.
Yeah, Rachel is a horrible drunk. She's made for Bravo.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, she's perfect for this channel. And so this episode reminds us of all of that stuff, and Eddie is just mad at her.
And the other thing, actually, something significant, is that Francesca demoted Elizabeth back down to one stripe. And then in the wake of that, Elizabeth was bitching about Francesca to Izzy, and then Francesca overheard, and it was like drama. Lots of drama, which will come back this episode.
It wasn't really that much drama. She was just like, listen, or I can hear you up there. Now I'm going to sleep.
I know. Like,
get your ass up there. Earn that paycheck. What do you mean you're going back to
sleep?
Throw
something at her. Throw a rag at her or something.
Yeah, you're on a reality show. You better drip some Visine into her water or some shit.
Better make that mustard gas again. Close the door.
Yeah, so here we are. Just in case you forgot. Izzy got paralyzed once. They put that in the opening. I was like, why are they putting that again? But then I saw as it went on, she's like, I'm sick.
Yeah.
Not Izzy, Elizabeth. Yeah, Izzy. Izzy. Damn it. Why do they have to have an Elizabeth and an Izzy? Okay? This show is hard enough with names with you guys, without you guys doing that to me.
And there's also an Ashling, and not an Ashley, an Ashling, which is funny because, like, it's the first cast member we've had whose name is like a gerund. She's like in the act of Ashleying. She's Ashling.
She's also one sling away from a gay sex party.
So it's a bright new morning on Below Deck. People are waking up. You know,
we're in Foulmouth Harbor. God damn it!
Goddamn Foulmouth! And Ashling has woken up as a second stew, and Ashling is a new person this episode. I don't know if you noticed, but now that she's second stew, like, I feel like the real Ashling is coming out. Like, the third stew Ashling was like the little Cinderella or whatever, who was just like very sweet, diligently doing everything, not making mustard gas, and just like oh, hello, Bill, we have Roy Keane. And then now Ashling is like, it's so bright out here. Fuck. I'm like, oh, real Ashling is here.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm not going to take it anymore. It's like, okay, lady who found her panties finally. Calm down over there. So Ashling is talking to Elizabeth, and she's like, what time did you come to bed? And Elizabeth is like, oh, probably, like, I was probably the latest one again. Don't ask me anything.
Spill the beans. Spill the beans.
Oh, my God. You make out with Elizabeth, and look what happens. Like, little hearts are coming out of her eyes. Oh my God. She's like, we're getting married, Dad.
She reminds me of, like, a little cartoon. I'm trying to think of what cartoon it is. But, like, you know when cartoons, like what you said, hearts in her eyes, but she looks like an actual cartoon sometime. Like, I'm trying to, like SpongeBob or something, you know? Like if SpongeBob falls in love.
Yeah. So she's, Ashling is asking if they're.
I'll just take it. It's fine.
I was like, that is the least flattering cartoon you could have come up with.
SpongeBob is adorable, but she does have a
certain
SpongeBob.
He's a big square. He's a big square with holes in him, Ben.
She has like a SpongeBob quality, but like in the adorable way. Not she doesn't look like a square sponge with like lederhosen on. Okay, we'll move on. But now you're not going to not see it.
SpongeBob with some highlights. Elizabeth is like, yeah, we sit up late. And Ashling is like, did you guys get in the hot tub? Just you and James. Ew, ew. And she's like, I guess we kissed.
And then Eddie is texting his mom about coronavirus, he's telling Francesca that the U.S. just had its first death. I'm really liking the way that Below Deck is handling coronavirus because it's like it's a slow creep, sort of the way Orange County was the first half of its season.
It's like Pete.
What'd
you say?
Slow
creep. It's like Pete, a slow creep, a very, very slow creep.
It's like Pete, the Below Deck med cast member, and also like Pete that you would get from a bog. Just a slow creep. Not that it does that.
Okay, go ahead. I interrupted you. What were you saying?
Sorry, Ronnie, how could you interrupt me making a very funny joke about Pete Moss?
No, I interrupted your loving how they're slow creeping coronavirus. I like that Bravo has given us enough material that we can be like, you know what? Love how they're doing corona on this show.
Yeah. I'm not even going to continue my point because it's like such an uninteresting point. You know,
their
like,
release
like a,
schedule
like
on corona is their release schedule on corona is just really tight. Love it. Love great work, guys.
You just never know when I'm going to start like pontificating about like anything. Like, and that's where I decided to like stop the entire show to be like, guys, let's like look at how Bravo's handling this. Let's talk about something more interesting, which is that Francesca can't find Elizabeth. And there's this great little passive aggressive interaction between the two of them because Francesca can't find Elizabeth. So she thinks that Elizabeth is late, but Elizabeth is doing dishes because Elizabeth is trying to show that she's like, you know, judicious or industrious or whatever. And then Francesca finds her doing the dishes and then she's like, oh, hey, straight into it. As if it's a bad thing that she's doing dishes.
Yeah, I know. And how are you doing? I'd like if we had a meeting before work, but I didn't hear the radio. Or I didn't say anything about the radio. But I was like, where are you here then? But I came down here because you weren't up there and I thought you were late. But I'm not late. I know you're not late. Oh my God, stop yelling at me. She's yelling at me.
So then Elizabeth runs away. Oh, why do you keep running away? What's going on? Okay, so we're just going to meet here. Okay, I know we've been here for like 3 weeks already, and I'm reminding you for the 15th time, we'll have a pre-day meeting here, but this is where it's going to be. And I'm just going to speak passive-aggressively to you for the rest of the chatter.
Yeah, she does have that tone the whole time. She's like, all right, so both of you already know what's happened with Elizabeth. All right, do we both know that? And they're like, they're both smiling and nodding.
We all know that.
It wasn't ironing correctly. All right, there's a hint. So I don't want animosity going on between you guys. All right, we have to work as a team. Now, no one's better than anyone else, except for Aisling, who's better than Elizabeth. All right, do we get there? All right.
All right, Elizabeth. You know, in Australia, we have a phrase, which is a dingo ate my baby. But in the case of Elizabeth, I think a dingo raised my baby, okay?
Once Elizabeth visited Australia, we've changed it to dingo, please eat my baby. All right, here she is. Take her.
We change it to my baby is actually a dingo. We are the only country that has named an animal an insult. Hey, dingo.
All right, now listen, you're the same on this boat. So, Liz, do the captain's room. All right, that's what I want you to do. And Ashton's like, hello, I'm second Sue now. Take his laundry bag. That's what you do when you go in there. It's like, okay. Yeah, okay, thank you, boss, Aisling.
Aisling has like this smirk now, and she's like, you know, she's like, ho, 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 I've risen up to second. So she totally has an attitude now, but I kind of like it, you know, because I like that she's not just a sweet goody two shoes. She's now kind of becoming obnoxious. And then, so, you know, Elizabeth, bless her heart, she's just like trying to keep up. Like, all she has to do is do the captain's room. And Francesca is still stewing about this. No pun intended. She's like, she could have been fired, and now she's disrespecting me. I've had enough.
She needs a wake-up call. I'd have her give herself one, but I know it would be late. So Captain's like, all right, we got guests coming tomorrow, and unfortunately they want to be picked up in Jolly Harbor instead of goddamn Falmouth, which is 2 hours away. So today, we're moving the boat, because what we do on this boat, please people. And by please people, where are my goddamn Cheerios?
Right? I'm really glad that we had this moment because it really amounted to nothing. Like, so guess what, everyone? Guess what, all of Bravo audience? We have to move the boat. And this will impact nothing.
But whatsoever. That was literally this whole episode, okay? A lot of Below Deck episodes go this way. True. There was probably 90% of this in the episode where I was like, okay, I start to type something and...
I guess it's just for continuity, so we know, like, because I guess if we didn't have Captain Lee telling us that, you know, the two of us would be like, and then all of a sudden they're moving the boat. Why are they moving the boat? Like, what's the point of? I mean, aren't the guests at the dock? Are they just doing this for show? That would
it's
be
just
us.
A fag. Yeah. So now Eddie and Izzy are talking, and they're talking about deflating something, the fender. And Eddie's complaining about Rachel because she abandoned them. And then she would get so drunk at a restaurant.
Dad!
I learned it by watching Rachel! So so then we go to James and Rob. And something we learned last week about Rob, which I really appreciated, is that he's into Settlers of Catan. So that, like, one... So many points in my book. And we also had someone who messaged us who said that geographical, whatever he does, treasure hunting is a real thing that you're hired by companies. So there's that, but whatever. He's still a treasure hunter. So anyway, James and Rob are just like broing out. And James is like, look at all that black back sweat. It's like you've been hugging me front sweat, huh? Oh, God, love this man.
And James is like, so, Elizabeth, how'd you sleep? I got 8 or 9 hours. And she's like,
sleep. I hope no one can tell we made out.
She's literally tee-heeing. She's like,
tee-hee-hee. And he's like, oh, God, I've been in relationships on boats before. The less people that know, the better. I'm a little peeved off that she's told people. A little, but I can't blame her. I mean, look at me. I'm the cone man, right? You've made out with a man who has put cones out on the road. You're welcome.
Some men live to lay track. I actually live to lay cones. So So now Rachel calls her boyfriend because they appear to be extremely codependent. And it's sort of quaint because this was back when Italy was this like epicenter of coronavirus. And they're like, we have 10,000 cases and people are staying inside. And it was back in that time where it was like, oh, can you believe what's happening in Italy right now? Wow, what's happening in Italy? And now it's like, I'm in Los Angeles, which is literally the worst place in the entire world with like 25 million cases of coronavirus around.
I know. I keep planning on coming back and not looking good.
Yeah, it's not great, but hopefully it'll get better. Maybe now that the holidays are over and people are like, stop traveling and hanging out with people, that we can like get it back under control. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about the Rachel. Nostalgia of February when 10,000 people in Milan was like the scariest thing we'd ever seen.
And we find out that Rachel talks like this. She's the kind of person in a relationship that talks like this.
Love you. No, you do not love me more. I love you more. I love you more.
And that was her just talking to the operator.
Yeah. It's just Norma there on the phone. Like, hello, do you need me to connect you to someone, ma'am?
So you're not still mad at me about the provisions, huh? It's the provisioner.
So then we go to Francesca, who's talking to Eddie and Rob, who has, I'm sorry, I know he likes games, but the man has no light behind his eyes at all. That's like, true. Take a pulse. What is wrong with, he looks like a Simpsons character when they're confused.
So fine, it's okay to say he's a Simpsons character, but I can't call Liz SpongeBob-esque.
Well, you could make them a hot Simpsons character. You could them Homer.
Well, she's in the SpongeBob universe. How about that? She's
no like one wants to be compared to SpongeBob.
There is a cartoon quality about her, and I can't put my finger on it. I'm going to come back to that. I'm going to research, and I will come back with something that's less insulting than SpongeBob.
So let's see. So now everyone's just asking each other how late they stayed up. And so Francesca's like, I didn't stay up late. And then she just kind of stands there, and it's really awkward, non-flirting.
Yeah.
And then we see a clip of last night when they were really wasted. And Eddie's like, yeah, Dad, I think that girl really likes my friend. And then she came in and said, good night, boys. And Rob said, miss you. And she said, oh, I miss you too. I'm not teeing here. Note, first do. What it looks like when a girl does not tee he just because there's a boy around.
And Rob says, she's like a hot nun. You can look, but you cannot touch. But you can ask her if she'll give you 3 sheep for 1 wood. Emphasis on the wood.
What I want to do with that girl is really build a road between our villages.
The longest road. Can I put some cones on that road?
So then we get a quick clip of Rachel in her fridge going,
what the fuck is this shit? Time to meticulously clean this bullshit.
And then Izzy cleaning down a railing saying, oh, I could literally snap dicks with the strength of this hand right now. Which is hot, I guess, for some people.
Yeah. Is last week when Izzy came out of the closet too?
It was like 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Yeah, she's out of the closet. Oh. She's
congrats.
Yeah, congrats.
I was like, if we missed that, congrats. If we said it before, sorry I was bored enough to remember. But congrats again.
Hey, all crew, we are now docking in the happiest harbor of all time, Jolly Harbor.
And it really is. The dropping the lines music today is like, do-do-do-do-do, Jolly Harbor, do-do-do-do-do, Jolly. Are there no almost crashes? Or is someone not about to crash the boat into another like super $1 billion yacht? I need more from you, show.
Those
like,
things don't not happen one in Jolly Harbor. It's not called Tragedy Harbor.
Well, yeah, but Harbor. We get one docking drama a show. This did not have any docking drama in the entire episode.
Well, you get docking drama at Falmouth Harbor. It almost sounds like Falmouth. It has to be. That's where the drama is, okay? You don't say, God damn it, get those fenders ready in Jolly Harbor. You say, wow, that was a great tacking in Jolly Harbor.
Which is what happened. He's like, you did great. So Izzy and Elizabeth are in the galley. And again, what time did you get to bed last night? That's all anybody cares about.
Yeah, when Elizabeth went to bed.
Everybody's asking.
I think it's just their way of sussing out, did you happen to make any more poison last night?
Yeah.
Is there a polite
when
way
did
of
you go to bed last night? And was it without the help of bleach mixed with soap?
Did you fall asleep naturally or did you make some sort of poisonous gas?
Yeah. So she's like, I don't know, Izzy. I just don't know. Is anybody going to try to talk about my relationship with me?
Yeah. Did you have any kissy-kissy with James? She's like, yes. So, you know, Izzy is like, well, this is going to be a disaster because basically, you know, Lisbeth clearly wants to have an emotional connection with James. And James, you know, he's already emotionally committed to his traffic cones.
Yeah. Is this the part where we cut to James, like, shaving his nipples or something?
It's hard to remember when that really was.
Yeah, it's like five times an episode.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Then Francesca is just walking around talking to herself, going, God, I have to talk to Elizabeth. Why is she ragging on me? I've got to settle this.
Yeah, it's the weekly Francesca has to talk with Elizabeth scene. So Elizabeth is making a bed. So Francesca goes into this room and sits on a chair and is like, last night, the reason I came into your cabin when you and Izzy were talking extremely loudly, I came in not knowing you were talking about me and how you feel. The point is, you're affecting the entire crew by doing that. I mean, you're screaming it down the hallway to provoke me and get my attention. And it's immature, it's unprofessional, and a second stew would never get involved in something like that, you dingo.
And the whole time she's talking, Elizabeth is smiling really big and nodding like, mm-hmm. It's like she's not complimenting you.
It's like, but I tried not to talk about it.
It's like, oh, I don't give a fuck what you're saying right now. And then we cut away to commercial. But then when we come back, it's not really like that. Liz is like,
okay, well, if it happens again where I have to say something like that.
She's like, listen, everyone gossips. That's fine. It's just how you do it. Here's what I'm going to need for you. You're going to need to gossip better. All right? You're not even a good gossiper, first you. Right?
Yeah, because Elizabeth was trying to, she was like, Elizabeth, she was trying to defend herself in a very sweet way. She was like, well, if it happens again, well, I'm literally laying in bed and someone comes in to talk to me. She's basically saying, like, I was just sitting there. It's not my fault. But she didn't want to say that. And Francesca's like, listen, gossip, but gossip with the door closed, which was sort of a weird
yeah,
stance.
Do it better. Gossip better. Talk shit about me better. All right. Yeah. And she's like,
but I really do respect you and I want to keep rocking these charters.
Well, I need you to prove that could happen. By the way, what time did you get a bed last night? Really dying to know. Everyone's talking about it.
So then Elizabeth is once again playing the victim card. She's like, she took my stripes and now she's trying to take away my coworker's sympathy. Thank God I found James. I'd kiss him again. The love of my life.
Yeah.
It's like, whoops, did I say that? Rewind. Erase.
It's like, take away your coworker's sympathy. I mean, it's just so, like, you're fucking up every single episode. She's so sweet, but this is just, like, not her. This is not meant for her.
Uh-oh, you sound like Captain Sandy. You know what? You're just not meant for this,
you
Hina.
Know what? You know what? You know what, Kiko? You know what, Kiko? Kiko's too? This is just not, you know what? It's, you're not made for this, okay?
You know, instead of three stripes, here's what I'm going to give you. Three words. Do your food.
Instead of two stripes, I'm going to give you 2 minutes to pack up and you can go home to wherever you do what you do, okay?
So now Izzy and James are talking and James, Izzy's like, ha ha, you had a sneaky smooch with that girl. And they just have some fun banter back and forth. He's like, what, are you jealous? She's like, I'm just happy because I called that 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah. And then in the galley, Captain Lee is coming through and Rachel's like, hey, I'm just trying to make this make my galley more efficient. And he's like, wow. Well, if you haven't been efficient so far, then I'd hate to see when you are because I'm impressed. Because nothing scares me more than a hyper-efficient chef. Wow.
So now it's time for meeting about the preference sheet. Thank you. Preference sheet meeting.
And Captain Lee does the unthinkable. He quotes Kim Zolciak and goes, "Am I tardy for the party?" I was like, "No."
"Am I tardy for the party? Wow.
The ring didn't mean a thing, apparently."
So the new guests are Tina and Mark Milani. They're avid boaters. They socialize at their local yacht club. And already everyone's like, these people sound fucking terrible.
Yeah. And we know they're terrible because they want to have a Gatsby party, the most cliched party of all time.
Yeah, the worst party on Bravo, the Gatsby. Yeah,
the Gatsby party. So, yeah, they're boat people, and they want to do a lot of things. So everyone's dreading it. And then, oh, guess what? Eddie's with James, and he's like, "Oh, so what happened last night?" "I guess I have to go tell Dad." My dual Eddie impersonations. Well, because sometimes he's like, "Little Eddie's going to go tell Dad." And sometimes he's like, "Yeah, I'm just like asshole camp counselor.
I'm just a bro, bro.
I'm just a bro, bro."
So Ashling and Izzy are talking. And Izzy's like, "I literally cleaned a hot tub with James's jizz in it." So that's my day.
And yeah, Ashling is basically saying that she thinks that Izzy has a crush on James, which is funny, LOL. And then she's like, "You know what? I really can't. His eyebrows are just too much for me. I mean, he's a fuckboy. Sorry, mm-hmm. Elizabeth." And I was like, I think this is probably a great moment for Ronnie.
It was. It was total validation. I was like, "Thank you, Ashling. I've only said it every goddamn week."
I was like, the moment she said that, I was like, I think Ashling will always be on Ronnie's good side.
Yep. I love her forever. I mean, I already liked her, but yeah. Anyone, because that's a very telltale sign, you know, in a person. And eyebrows.
And I love that she just was like, "James is a fuckboy. Sorry." Like, I was like, "Thank you. Thank you for addressing that. I feel like it hasn't been articulated."
So then Francesca is calling Norma about getting together some theme parties, and then we get another shot to James shaving something. And then Izzy's getting a text about, Elizabeth gets a text. It's like, "Let's meet on the sun deck. I've just shaved my nipple."
Yeah. So while James and Elizabeth convene on the sun deck, we then go to Rob and Eddie in their bed. And Rob's like, "Man, I mean, I'm on a boat. You'd think I'd get enough, but I'm checking out. I keep looking at knots." He's basically looking at knot porn on the internet.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Dude, check this one out. Bowline on a blight, because it seems pretty heavy on bollards." I was like, "I don't know what you guys are talking about."
I know. And Eddie's like, Yeah,
that knot. Bollards. Bollards. Hey, Dad, I saw some bollards."
So then Elizabeth and James have their romantic scene. He's like, "Where have you been all my life?" And she's like, "Oh, tell me about your mom." Well, her mom loves wine and her dogs. And guess what? He's got 3 French bulldogs, which was actually a surprise to me.
Mm. Yeah, that is a surprise. What's not a surprise is that he says, "I just want to take it slow right now," which is the anthem for all fuckboys, right? Is that way you always have an out? When you're ready to jump out of it, you can say, "I wanted to take it slow and you got too committed. Sorry, I gotta go." He likes rapping R&B.
I don't know.
He also likes psychology.
Which is pretty hilarious. I don't know. I always think that's a way to tell. That's like a signal when you're telling someone, "I want a relationship with you." When you're like, "You know what? Let's just like lie here on this yacht and talk about ourselves and really get to know each other instead of just making out." That's like basically asking this girl, especially a girl like this, who's like, "We kissed." That's like asking for her hand in marriage.
Well, it is. Well, this is the way fuckboys work, okay? They usually, they go after the girls who are like this because they know they can get them, you know? And then they have moments where they talk about, like, "Let's talk about psychology and rap and R&B," because it makes them feel like they're not fuckboys, like they actually are people of substance, that they want something more than just hooking up. Like, they're not just in it for the hookup. They want to have a deep conversation. But the truth is, they always say the thing about, like, "I need to take it slow," so they always have an escape hatch. I mean, and by the way, I base this all off of Carl from Summer House. Like, he's basically textbook fuckboy, and he does all these things, right? Like, every single one. Like, you gotta do fast for me. I want it to go slow. I want to go slow.
Oh, yeah. And then, just so we don't hate him when he does the inevitable, he's got his sob story. Here it comes. He's like, "My first girlfriend cheated on me, and I've never admitted it. And that was 5 years ago, and it still affects. Am I crying right now? Am I crying right now? It's like, no, you're not. Okay,
you're actually.
You're
not.
Just like touching your stupid pin eyebrows and looking up. I'm not buying this, sir.
Yeah, I didn't buy it when Bugsy was emotionally scarred from like a boy when she was 14, and I'm not gonna buy it from you either, from whatever girl it was from 5 years ago.
So now Izzy feels sick. She's sick, guys. She's sick. So then we go, it's the morning now. Izzy still doesn't feel good. She's like, do not come near me, anybody. And she says, today I feel like an asshole. Just dirty.
Dirty. Dirty and sick. She feels sick. One of my least favorite things on Below Deck is the crew member feels sick storyline. Just because it's like too real. And I'm not even saying that with coronavirus context. It's just like watching someone actively fall under the weather on TV as they try to go through their day. We've all been there. And it's like, oh, I hate this.
Yeah, I mean, especially on Below Deck, it's like once you've had the guy's leg almost ripped off or leg almost ripped off, you can't just come in with a common cold. You know what I mean? Like, I need more. I need more from you than the common cold. I'm hoping she doesn't have corona. She doesn't have coronavirus,
right? I don't
think
she has coronavirus. Who knows? She definitely has a lobster in her hand because she's bringing a lobster inside.
And it's as big as a damn dog. That thing is huge.
It's a huge.
And then the best scene of the show, just Rachel sucking out the last juices of her popsicle.
Yeah. Francesca Lee, I'm going to need pants. Maybe some square pants. Is there anyone who is a specialty in square pants on board? Anyone?
It's really not that difficult, guys. So Liz comes in and she's like, Elizabeth is freaking out because, of course, she hasn't done what she's supposed to do. Shocker, everybody. I know everybody at home was shocked.
And this is the thing that she was fucking up with earlier in the season, too. Don't forget.
Yes. And so she's like, Francesca, where's the starch? I can't find it. Where is it? And so she tells Aisling to go help her find the starch. And Aisling's like, I already told her where to find the starch. All right. First stew would have taken this a little bit better than second stew is taking it right now.
Yeah, because Aisling was like, the starch is in the laundry in that box. You know, emphasis, like, the hidden context is, or subtext is, you idiot, right? She says it like, why do I have to tell you these things? So then, like, Aisling comes in, and then there's, like, talk, and Aisling's like, it's over there in the box. And she's like, I don't get it. What's the box? In the box over there.
Francesca's like, all right, both of you, I need you to communicate better. And so Aisling is mad because now she's kind of in trouble.
Yeah.
And she's like, I've picked up her slack, but now on Team Francesca, trying to make me look bad in front of my boss, not gonna happen.
she's so pissed. And she even gives Francesca a look like, that idiot over there, I mean, really, are we really going to tolerate that? So, like, she's fully like, now that I'm second stew, I'm ready to shit on Elizabeth.
And Francesca's like, and now that you figured that out, I've got to get Cheerios upstairs. And Elizabeth irons, and she's like, got it. Glad that we're enlightened now.
It's like, Elizabeth, you are ironing your hand right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, final preparations. And then they're standing ready for the guests to come. And Eddie's like, hey, Francesca, did you demote yourself too? Because she forgot her stripes.
Yeah. And of course, Francesca has to get on Izzy or Elizabeth about vacuuming the floor right, which is hilarious. She's like, but I did vacuum it. But I did. So these things on the floor there, all those in my head. But I vacuumed. She's yelling at me.
So now the guests come up, and we know they're going to be awful because they're like, look at the size of that davit. I'm like, okay, we get it. You've been on a boat before.
Boat people,
am I right?
Yeah, so one of them's like, look at the sparkle on this chrome. Okay. Yeah, wow. So someone's like, oh, do you guys have a boat?
We all have boats.
Yeah. Hey, you can actually go to the bathroom and throw up at the same time. I'm like, that's how most bathrooms are, actually. But most bathrooms have toilets next to sinks. So, yeah, they're going on their little boat tour and everything, and Izzy's feeling worse and worse. And Rachel, meanwhile, has her own interesting drama that unfolds over the rest of this episode. She left her phone in the freezer.
and then she says, such a bad habit.
Freezing her phone.
Freezing her phone. Freezing her like she's phone. Done it multiple times. And so she's like, yeah, my phone is frozen and it's a pandemic.
This is how future generations will know about us, okay? Because Rachel's going to leave her phone in the freezer and it's going to be thawed out in 1,000 years and people are going to be like, what was life like back in 2021? And it's going to be like, I miss you. Suck my ass.
I love you more. I love you more. No, I love you more. No, I love you more. I've got camel cooter.
Wow, it was such a trying time.
Yeah. So Francesca has to go change. So she's like, Elizabeth, I need you to stay up in case the guests come up and need anything. So could you check on the guests? And she's like, yeah.
And she immediately goes into like a cubbyhole and starts like arranging doilies. You know, it's like, and the guests are sitting there waiting for cocktails. Like, where's our drinks? We're sober, you know? Should we do self-service? And she's just tooling around as usual.
And Izzy's in the galley and she's still sick. And Eddie's like, do you want some vitamin C? And she's like, my mom didn't raise a little bitch. And he's like, no, she raised a 6-foot-tall one. Oh. So then the guests are all mad that they're not drunk yet because no one's bringing them a drink.
Yeah.
And then we keep getting shots of all of the drinks that Elizabeth is not making. Like, yes. Every time they cut to her, it's like, now I'm holding a bowl. Then they cut to her again. It's like, now I'm flying a kite. Then they come back to her again. It's like, now I'm oiling the motor on the garage door opener. It's like, what are you even doing?
She's like,
not
juggling
even on a
fish.
Boat anymore.
Yeah. What is she doing? I mean, she really is becoming more and more SpongeBobby the more we discuss her. So then this lady named Marcy goes walking around and she does that like tentative thing where she's like, am I allowed to be in the galley? Can I be in the galley? And Rachel's like, can I help you, cooter face? And she's like, we're just looking for a cocktail. So then Rachel has to like message the interior, like page the interior. And then Francesca is like, Elizabeth, Francesca. Are you able to look after the guests, as I mentioned earlier, stupid face?
Doing it. I'm doing it right now. I'm sorry I can't hear all of this because you're yelling so loudly at me.
So the ladies are like,
doing it.
Elizabeth goes outside to offer them another drink, and the lady goes, you don't ever have to ask if you'd like another.
So meanwhile, guess what? Izzy's still getting sick, and she wants to power through because she doesn't like feeling like she can't do her job, but she's sick. And then Rachel's talked to us about the glories of mahi-mahi being freshly caught because
yeah,
it's important to know about that.
Mahi-mahi. Yeah. So she serves lunch, and one of the ladies smacks with her mouth open, and I throw things at my TV, okay? Learn to do better, man.
Be better.
And Eddie checks on them and tells them, you know, he's fun camp counselor right now. He's like, hi, it's me. My dad runs this boat. How's lunch? We're going to have so much fun. Well, now we have horseback riding. And one of the ladies is like, we don't want to go horseback riding. We want to shop. That's Dolores.
No, I want to go. I want to dig in the sand. No, I want to shake trees.
Shopping.
I want to run around naked.
Roller skating. Jet skis. Bird shooting.
Let's blow up a boat.
Drugs.
And Eddie hates their guts. Yeah. And also that Dolores lady is basically the Ursula the Sea Witch of this episode.
She is. And at this point, she's pretty normal. At this point, she almost seems like the reasonable one because they all want champagne. And she's like, no, I don't want any champagne. Oh, I will have a limoncello, though. I will have a limoncello, which I guess we should have known was a bad omen. Right.
Well, I thought she was saying she was being a smartass because it hadn't been brought to her. Like, they had ordered it, and she was like, would like that glass. Because then they're like, oh, right. And then they had, like, 10 glasses or whatever of limoncello.
I don't know. But the point is they are starting to drink. And then we go to Aisling, who goes up. Aisling is a shit starter. She doesn't like Elizabeth. So she's like, hey, did you hear the hot goss? James and Elizabeth we're smoochy, smoochy, raw. I guess she was selling that to Rachel, right?
Yeah. And Rachel's like, shut the front camel toe. That, you know what? I really don't like that she hooked up with her. Like, Rachel's all mad now.
By the way, so if anyone ever catches me saying, hey, did you hear the hot goss? Just slap me in the face. Just do it. I will accept it. Please.
So they're getting on the water toys, and Ursula is like, hey, you know what? I used to race jet skis. Give me one of those jet skis. I'm a pro. And she's like standing up on hers and trying to be a jet ski badass.
Yeah, she's like really living her jet ski life, which is cool. Cool to be a pioneer in the jet ski racing
jet ski racing world.
So then Captain Lee, meanwhile, he has to get dressed. They invite him to go for this Gatsby dinner, and he's like, I'll tell you one thing, I'm not wearing one of those silly ass costumes, okay? But I'll tell you, maybe they'll get one of my white shirts with a cool flower pattern in one corner.
I'm wearing a shiny dress shirt with a goddamn black flower on it. Or a bird. All right? Don't remember what it is right now. So he's like, Rachel's like, well, they invited you to dinner? That would have been good to know. He's like, just make me a filet. I don't give a crap. All right? Put some Cheerios on my goddamn head. Okay?
So now the guests are on bottle number 5, and Francesca brings it out to them, and the Tina, the primary, is like, can you open the bottle in front of us? I just love the pop. I'm like, please, lady, stop.
So Eddie's making fun of Captain. He's like, you got to get out of this dinner, Dad. Whatever you have to do. Maybe you just came down with a cold or something. Need sleep. Just come up with something, Dad.
Do it, Dad. I can't see you in this position, Dad. So then Dolores goes up to the bar, and she's like, I'll have some Jim Beam. Someone has to be the responsible one, I suppose, right? Okay, you can quote me on that.
All right, and you know the saying, don't you? 1, 2, 3, 4, now it's time to stop the pour. 5, 6, 7, 8, now the drink is really great. I just beat you on the jet skis, sucker.
9, 10, 11, 12, your drink is going to send you to hell. 13, 14, 15, 16.
Give me some ice and stop that mixing.
17, 18, 19, 20. Hey, I'm wearing Fenty.
Wow. So James,
what happened?
James,
really drunk.
James and Izzy have some sparkling, or Elizabeth have some sparkling conversation. He's like, What was this party even about? And she's like,
well, I think it's like they all have to hide right now because of Prohibition.
He's like, oh.
She goes, I just made that up.
It's like, you two are destined for marriage.
Yeah, so much chemistry. And then meanwhile, Aisling and Francesca are decorating Gatsby. And then Aisling, the little gossip, goes, well, it's begun. The romance. James and Liz, just putting that out there, Francesca. She like literally just is like, she's just like actively gossiping very hardcore, and Francesca's like, well, I'm not surprised. They obviously don't have any work ethic going on, so of course they're just gonna hook up and get drunk all the time and talk about traffic cones and crystals. Match made in heaven.
Traffic cones and crystals. So Izzy is talking to Elizabeth, god damn it, is trying to take a glass from one of the customers. She's like,
so you want me to take that glass from you?
And the lady just gives her a death stare.
Dolores.
And she goes,
to fill it up?
Like, yes, okay, fine, you can take it.
Yeah, because Dolores is now just in a she's like out of the shower, and she hasn't even changed. She's just like, I'm in a towel, I don't care, it's time to drink.
Yeah, she's wasty. So then Izzy calls someone to talk about being sick, but doesn't think it's coronavirus. Oh, her sister. And I pressed pause, but then I was like, you're rewinding for an Izzy sick scene. Just fast forward.
I felt bad for Izzy because, first of all, her sister is like, Izzy is like, I don't think I have coronavirus. I think I just haven't gotten a lot of sleep. And her sister's like, well, isn't that what happened when you got Guillain-Barré syndrome last time? It's like, well, she's probably already thinking that. Way to make her more nervous, sister. I mean, this poor girl has to live in fear that she's going to wind up in paralysis every time she gets sick. So settle down, sister. Just say, I'm sure it's nothing. Take some tea. You'll feel better in the morning. Like everyone else does to their friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Elizabeth is on a headpiece. Why is she on a headpiece? I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm anymore. On okay, a headpiece so... now because I don't know what to do. Stop yelling at me. This headpiece is yelling at me.
Yeah, I tried my best headpiece. I'm sorry I got it wrong.
Oh, so we get some foreshadowing here because the ladies are looking at the water and one of them is like, oh my God, I think I just saw a barracuda. And one of the other ladies, I think it's Ursula, is like, I'm not going to dinner. I'm getting into that water.
Yeah, that's always bad news. Whenever anyone comes on below deck and says, I just want to get in the water, they are always a disaster. The people who need to get in the water on below deck are problems.
Yeah. So Rachel is making dinner, and she's doing this Great Gatsby theme, and she's like, what is Great Gatsby?
I don't know, but to me, Roaring Twenties, shenanigans. I'm going to do something for poor people who maybe have money for 5 minutes. Tater tots in a waffle iron.
See, Kiko, that's how you improvise with a theme you don't know what to do for. So then we see Captain Lee dropping something on the floor, and he goes, God damn it! God damn it.
So then we get a Rob and James bromance, below deck bromance. And they just say a lot of like silly things to each other. And then Rob's like, well, I think we knew each other in like other lives because this energy that we've got has existed for millennia with two guys at sea. Like, I'm trying to think of a mushroom joke.
I was trying to think of a Shirley MacLaine joke personally, but mushroom joke also works. Mm-hmm.
So then we go to the Gatsby party.
Yeah, and Captain Lee's in his tuxedo, and Dolores is drinking more and more. And then it's fun times. And then in the galley, more sparkling conversation with Elizabeth and James.
Hey, yeah. James, what color am I thinking of?
Is it green? Is it green?
No.
Is it red? It's red. It's red. It's red.
No.
Dawn. She's like, it's okay. It takes some practice.
It's a hard game. Have you ever played that game, I Spy? It's really fun. I Spy.
My dick.
Yeah. No. I Spy Rachel. Oh, wait. No, that's not how it goes. I Spy a woman who's cooking food.
Green. Yellow. Red.
I spy something that is really cold and freezes things.
Red.
I spy something that holds trash and is like a can.
Blue. Blue. It's blue.
I like the idea of her playing I Spy terribly and him still doing a totally different game. Him just doing his thing.
So they've decided that he decides that they're going to develop their own language that only they understand. And she's like,
like real words?
Yeah. Like real words mean other words.
It's called a code.
God. So Rachel's watching this disgustedly. And she's like,
so Liz and I are friends.
And then we see a clip of Rachel like shaking her cooch. And she's like,
it's my cooter camel toe, motherfucker.
And dancing around with Elizabeth, which is apparently like a scene from Beaches before Barbara Hershey bites it.
Oh,
it's like the deepest. It's like the deepest friendship scene ever.
My cooter camel toe, motherfucker.
And she's like, I'm really disappointed to hear her and James hooked up. Like really bad.
I mean, he was hitting on all the girls, and he just pushed a little harder on the weakest link.
Yeah, it is. It is sad for Elizabeth because I think she's like falling in love. Like, it'd be one thing if she was just like, I want some ass, and he has a good body, so why not? But I think she's really seeing a future with him.
And he's it cuts to him like, you know, I'm having a real. Oh, you know what I'm really craving? Some lasagna tonight. That's code. It's code. That could mean something totally different.
Does it mean you want to go to the Gap to get a shirt? No.
Blue.
No.
And then he says, the perfect way to wake up is if someone drops a sandwich on my chest. And she goes,
oh my God, I'd love to do that. I love when people like to eat.
It also explains why she drops sandwiches all over the place.
Oh my God, I thought you wanted me to drop a sandwich. Bombs away.
I just want to please my man.
Do not hire her at Subway. So then we cut back to the table, and Dolores just goes with this huge burp. And Captain Lee just stares at her.
He stares at her horrified. It was so funny.
You invited the Kraken on board to this yacht.
Ooh. So then one of the guys is like, it's a good thing Prohibition ended. And Dolores Ursula is like, yeah, because we'd be in jail. All right, listen, can I address the elephant in the room? We haven't had the captain naked in the water yet.
And everyone's like, is that the elephant in the room? Is that really what it is? Hey, Captain Lee, do we need to get a taxi somewhere? I think these people are a little irritated, if you know what I'm saying. These poor, unfortunate souls, am I right? Am I right?
And he's like, all right. And she goes, you know what? You're going to chime out me? How are you going to chime out me for being a lover?
How are you going to time out a beautiful octopus who controls the seas? Am I right, everyone? Okay. All right.
It's all fun and games so you find some half-naked bitch combing her hair with a fork.
That's what I say, right? It's a good song. I took her voice. So Dolores is, Captain Lee is like, Dolores is drunker than a four-peckered goat, which... I don't even know what that means, but it's just a word
scramble. I think at this point, it's just Captain Lee word salad.
Yeah.
That lady is more wasted than a goddamn high heel in a tap dancing show with elephants and penguins flying overhead. What?
He's basically just magnetic poetry, you know? Like, he's his own magnetic poetry.
And then she starts making farting noises for some reason. We don't get the context. We just see Ursula being like...
Do we ever need a context for farting noises? They are their own context. So, so then Rachel's still serving her meal, some chocolate mousse and everything. And then Dolores Ursula is like, hey, Captain Lee, I can fix you up on a jet ski. You don't even know. You don't even know. I like that that's like her line. That she, like, jet ski. Like she's going to... She's going to win someone over with her jet ski prowess.
Yeah, and he's like, all right, did I hear a random alarm going off? Gotta go. Enjoy the night, crazy pants.
And then then Ursula gets up and she's like, I'm going to get a hot tub. I'm going to get a hot tub. But she has to like squeeze behind a chair. So she just thrusts her body at the chair and be like, get out of the way. Boom, boom, boom.
And Francesca tries to stop her. She's like, you know, it's not very safe to jump in right now. James, come to the swim platform immediately. We've got an octopus trying to go overboard.
Do you need me to drop a sandwich on her?
No, she'd probably get turned on.
code red, blue. No, it's not an association game, James.
So the captain is on the upper deck, and he looks down and sees her, and he's like, you are not getting in the water. If I have to come down there and get you, I'm going to be pissed, and you are not going to like it when I'm pissed, all right? It's going to be like four goat speckers on a skateboard going backwards on a tundra freeway, all right?
And Dolores is like, can I have some peas? Can I have some peas? And then her friend says, peas? You mean red wine? She's like, no, peas, fish like peas. And then her friend goes, those are sharks, Dolores. You don't like sharks.
Yeah. And then she just jumps in her dress and starts swimming around. In.
Those are sharks, Dolores.
Son of a bitch. So he marches down there all pissed off. And he tells us, Dolores jumping into the water is the ultimate fuck you to the captain.
And then Francesca's like, it's just mental, what's happening? And then Tina's like, I'm sorry, she's just super good swimmer. Do you want me to jump in and get her? I don't care if she's a good swimmer. She's drunk, and I don't need dead bodies here, okay? I need dead bodies the way a four-pecker goat needs to play piano in the middle of the Saharan Desert in January with a skateboard up his ass.
And he's like screaming out at the lady, and she's like, can I have some wine?
No, she says,
no, you can't have.
No, she says, can I have some bacon? She says, can I have some bacon? She's in the middle of shark infested waters away from the boat asking for bacon.
He's like, you can't have anything. Get your ass back to the boat now and go on the other side because there's no way to get you up on here. I'm pissy. I'm very, very pissed. And the lady's like, oh no, he's not going to like us anymore.
Yeah, the guests are all upset. And, well, you know, up at the dinner, at the table, someone's like, he's not going to like us anymore. And then someone else goes, because of your goddamn friend. Which adds a nice nuance to this, which someone was probably like, does anyone mind if I bring Dolores? And everyone's probably like, oh, we don't want Dolores.
Fucking okay, Dolores.
Fine, we'll bring Dolores. And they're like, fine, it's all coming out to the fore now. Goddamn friend.
So he yells at her. He's like, you stepped over the line and I'm not going to tolerate this behavior. And she goes, I have paid a lot of money to be here.
Which is like the classic. I'm surprised she waited so long to use that line, right? And he goes, I don't give a shit what you've paid, okay? Your charter just ended. Now get out.
Yeah. And so he goes up and yells at the guests. He's like, your charter is over. She's in the water. She's drunk. She won't come out. We're heading back to the dock. I'm not putting up with this.
Get your fucking shit and get the fuck off my boat. It was pretty amazing. Like, it was like, at last, you know, one of the captains stands up to these awful guests because because that's the thing. They always are like, well, you know, you're sort of in a position. You got to do what they want. You got to do it for the tip. And I like, he finally was like, fuck it. We don't care. You're going home.
Yeah. Bastard. So they're supposedly gone, but I don't think so. Cause one of the clients, one of these people was on Instagram last week. I saw it on Facebook. And they were like, oh my God, it's time for our episode. I hope everybody's watching.
I don't think.
Don't publicize that. You guys look like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to get canceled. I think somehow it's going to work out. But man, I love that Captain Lee just did that. She was just being an asshole. And when she does I have paid a lot of money. It's like, well, just because you pay a lot of money, you still got to follow the rules. Money doesn't buy you class. Oh, I know my music.
I like the part where somebody said, hey, do you live on a boat? She goes, yes, and I pay a lot of money where I live. Oh, God, it's so sad. It's like the sad lady who lives on a boat, you know? They're like, Dolores, please don't bring Dolores. The sad lady on the boat with the jet ski race, please don't. Please don't.
Yeah, seriously. So that was a pretty spicy episode. I'm excited to see what happens next. Go check out the Crappies, watchcrappens.com. You can find the link there. Follow us on social media so that way you'll know when the tickets go on sale and you'll be able to get access to that link. All that fun stuff. And we're back tomorrow. Ooh, the season premiere of Real Housewives of Dallas. That's going to be fun. Can't wait to talk about that. Everyone stay safe. Don't jump into shark-infested waters. And we'll catch you on the next episode.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Higher than high res. She's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
He makes us squee. Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture.
We love you guys.